You're listening to the House to Home Show on WGCL, brought to you by Menards on Liberty Drive in Bloomington. And now your hosts, Nancy Baldwin and Brian Thompson.
Hello, and welcome to House to Home. I'm Nancy Baldwin with HFI Mechanical and Building Solutions, and my co-host is Brian Thompson with FC Tucker Bloomington Realtors. Hello.
Hello there.
How are you?
Good, how are you?
You had a funny look on your face. Awesome. Mm-hmm. Well, our guest today is Lance Deaton with Smithville Fiber. Excuse me. How are you, Lance?
I'm terrific, Nancy. How are you?
Lance is a quick guest. We had a cancellation quick, and so we had to get Lance in here. So we're all kind of fumbling around today.
We are.
Yeah, we're human. So Smithville Fiber is actually going to be at the home show coming up very, very soon, next weekend. And we wanted to talk a little bit about what people could see there, and as well as what else Smithville has going on. So why don't you talk a little bit about Smithville first?
Well, thanks for having me. It's always an honor to be here. I appreciate it. So at the home show, we've got, I think, the equivalent of four booths this year, three or
wow.
four.
Yeah, big booths.
It's nice. We're a really big participant in that home show every year. And we really enjoy going there and spending time and talking to people and talking about all the cool stuff that Smithville has to offer. This year, it's going to be primarily focused upon our security offerings as well as what we can do for folks with regard to home automation.
Yeah, and that is exciting.
That's cool. Yeah. That's the fun, cool stuff.
Automation. When you said you were going to talk about the day, Brian's eyes lit up. He was like, ooh,
cool
home
stuff.
Automation.
Well, it's pretty neat stuff. I don't know if you guys were watching the Super Bowl or not. But
maybe a little bit of
there
it.
There were a couple different commercials there. Amazon was really blowing up their home automation stuff.
Mm-hmm. And
Google was
the other one.
So, you know, when the big companies like Amazon and Google are getting into home automation, you know, we want to follow suit and also be innovators with that. So we've got some pretty cool stuff. We've been out in Las Vegas at the Consumer Electronics Show recently. And are bringing back all kinds of cool toys from that deal.
Really?
Yeah.
Ooh. Can you give us a little preview?
Well, so we've got
a little tease.
What we call the Lyric system. And it does all kinds of really neat stuff for you. For instance, you can program this system to turn off your lights, lock your door, set your thermostat to 70 degrees at a certain time of night when you want to go to bed. That way you don't have to mess with doing any of that stuff. You can already have that stuff set up and ready to go.
I like it.
It can even serve as a reminder for you that it's your bedtime because it's going to turn the lights off and lock your door.
That's good if you have children. Go to bed.
Exactly.
You can tell your
in or
kids
out.
That it's time.
Lyric
you know?
Said so.
Exactly.
There's another cool thing that the Lyric system does. It's, you know, kind of revolves once again around the whole children thing.
Mm-hmm.
You can... It's got a 7-inch display, but it also has a camera built into the display in your house, so your child can let you know that they're home by taking a picture of themselves and sending it to you.
Which we all know our kids are able to do very quickly and
right?
easily. Quick selfie.
Exactly. And it's also controllable by, you know, a phone app. So you can.
So if you're not home, but your kids are supposed to be home,
you can check on them.
Busted.
Yeah, absolutely. you can also lock your doors and set your thermostat and turn lights on and off and all of that stuff by your, you know, just using an app on your phone now. It's fascinating.
I love that. I just love that. I think that's awesome. That
you can
they
lock
can
your
that.
Kids out and lock them in.
I know, right? When your teenagers have a curfew, you know, if you're not in by the time the door is locked, you're in trouble.
It's off the gold out there.
Exactly. Well, and I was thinking, I need this for my husband. My husband, like, walks around the house, even though he, we know we've locked the doors.
Right.
You know. He'll walk around the house making sure the doors are locked. Mm. And one of the things, and my neighbors can tell you this too, I hope, can you... do they have garage door openers that do this as well? Can they connect to that? Because usually it's my garage door that ends up being open, the outside garage door, the big one. So, you know, my neighbors will be like, are you feeding the animals again? Because, you know, the garage door is open, Nancy. And you're like, oh,
well,
sorry.
Nancy, this can actually open and close the gate at your palatial estate. It can turn...
You've been to the house, I see.
It'll open and close your garage doors. It'll turn on your porch light, your living room lights. You don't have to come home to a dark house.
That's nice.
Especially when you're by yourself. Mm-hmm. That's another really unique
feature. Absolutely. That is security at its finest. Because I think a lot of people... Men, women, children, all kind of... I'm one of those people that I walk around in the mornings before I leave, even if my husband is there, turning lights on so that if I know, especially in the winter, it's going to be dark when we come home because we both have late evenings.
Right.
I like a light on in the house just so I feel better. You know, not that I'm worried that some burglar is going to get in there, but it probably deters a burglar if... I have a light on in the house.
Most certainly it does. You know, and you go on vacation, it's another cool thing that this will do is it'll turn different lights in your house on and off.
Ah.
So it can actually make it appear that someone is home.
Oh, yeah. Like if you're away on vacation or something. Yeah, that's really smart.
Totally automated. I'm not 100%. This is pretty new technology.
Right.
But I'm pretty sure that it'll even turn your television on and off for you. So it's really, you know, just neat stuff, man. The technology they've got today is just unbelievable.
And I'm assuming that you don't have to have, like, rewiring of your house. This requires, from what I've heard of some of the systems that do this, it's a couple of, you know, plugs that you add to your house. You don't have to change the whole wiring. It's something you plug into an outlet, and it talks wirelessly to all the other plugs or something, you know, so...
Bluetooth stuff.
You
know, that technology has really come a long way, and certainly at CES we were able to see a lot of those new applications. And just
I
wait
bet that would have been
what's
so fun
just in the next 5 years of what's going to happen with home automation. And
probably not even going to need my phone. I'll be able to think about it because I'll have a chip in my head.
Okay, Big Brother, 1984, right? Yeah.
It's gonna be, we've passed.
Yes, we have. Way.
It could be good or bad.
That's awesome, though.
But you've even seen some of this new technology out with vehicles and things like that, you know, with automatic starts and that all that kind of stuff. So it's about time it, you know, goes into the home.
Mm-hmm. Well, and we use... companies that you've heard of, you know, Honeywell, we're a big Honeywell user, and that, you know, of course, the Lyric system. So, you know, we're not using fly-by-night technology, people that are just going to come and go in the business, but we're going to use reputable equipment, and then we're going to couple that with, you know, a terrific security system as well. So we can give you the home automation and then also give you total safety and security in your home with Smithville Security. And you don't have to be in a service area for Smithville to get that. You can live anywhere in Bloomington and get our Lyric system and Smithville Security.
That's awesome.
I did not know that.
Makes sense, though, because it's all Bluetooth.
Yeah,
and so you really wouldn't have to be wired by Smithville.
It's done via telephone lines and cellular service. So long as you have either a phone line or cell service, we can give you service anywhere in town.
That's perfect.
Well, I think that's really important for the cellular part of it because, you know what, we're creating an entire generation of people who have no idea what a landline phone is.
Yes.
I mean, they're like, what is that plug? Or if they walk into a house with a phone anymore, especially, you know, selling houses, you know, what is that?
Yeah.
That's a telephone.
We actually have a phone, you know, at home that we keep just in case something goes down, you know, because even if your electricity goes down, the phone wires don't.
Right, exactly.
You can still call out.
Mm-hmm.
So what happens if you lose a charge on your phone because you don't have electricity for several days? I don't know who would be calling, but you never know.
Because everyone else would be without power, too.
Could be calling somebody. So, yeah, I love that. And, yeah, my kids live on their own. They don't have landlines.
No.
I think I'm one of the few. But I have Smithville, and it doesn't cost but nothing, practically, to have my landline. So that's why I have it. Mm-hmm. And the only person that uses it is my parents.
Well, keep your landline. And I would encourage everyone that can get a Smithville landline to go ahead and get one. Even though everybody uses cellular service now, you brought up a great point. You know, if the cell towers go down, communication is going to be difficult if power goes out. So we always recommend, just because it is cost effective, go ahead and get a phone line from Smithville if you can. super reliable still, mm-hmm. and that service has been around for 100 years now almost. So
absolutely.
You know, I would take one.
Certainly. Awesome.
I do.
Well, we're going to be right back with Lance Deaton from Smithville Fiber.